From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Today, it was Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius' turn to apologize for problems with the rollout of healthcare.gov. But she said,
our extensive assessment has determined that healthcare.gov is fixable. And by the end of November, we are committed that the vast majority of users will be able to review their options, shop for plans, and enroll in coverage without the problems way too many have been experiencing.
And even as Secretary Sebelius testified, some people trying to log on got the message the system is down at the moment.
Well, meanwhile, her boss, President Obama, travels to Boston today to draw the comparison between his plan and the state's, which was the blueprint for the Affordable Care Act and had a bumpy rollout as well, but is seen as a success. MIT economics professor John Gruber served as a key advisor on health care reform to both former Republican Governor Mitt Romney, who headed the plan in Massachusetts, and to President Obama. He joins us now. And John, your thoughts, is there a comparison to be made here?
I think there is a comparison in the big picture, Robin, which is that we had a situation in Massachusetts where individuals who had to pay for their health insurance could start signing up in beginning of 2007. But the individual mandate didn't really kick until the end of 2007. What you saw was the very first month, we got a grand total of 123 people signing up. By the end of the year, that was 37,000.
Well, but right there, since that's what happened in Massachusetts, the fact that the enrollment period had to be delayed, especially for people who got subsidies, because the website wasn't ready yet, and that's just for a state. Why didn't people like you tell President Obama, don't rush this, you're going to need time, there's going to be failures?
Well, I mean, let's talk about rushing it. There was time. I think that what they did with Medicare Part D, which is the last big public insurance expansion, is they called the first sort of month of the website a trial period, and maybe they should have done something like that, called this month of October a trial period.
Yeah.
I think they sort of viewed it as that, but didn't label it as such, and maybe that was a mistake in retrospect. But the bottom line, Robin, is it's not that big a deal. We need to calm down. If they can get the website up and running by the end of November, that leaves people plenty of time to find their insurance options and enroll either on the web or over the phone for January 1. Moreover, the really key date here is March. If they don't have things running smoothly by March next year, then it becomes a crisis because then it becomes hard to impose the individual mandate.
Well, but John Gruber, you say people need to calm down. That is not a direction that's going to go over very well with lawmakers in Congress and their constituents. We're hearing a litany today of lawmakers reading emails from constituents whose insurance has been canceled because it didn't meet the new requirements under the health care law. And they also say they're going to pay more for new policies under Obamacare. Why didn't President Obama tell people in this case that this might happen, that there might be insurance, it's bad coverage in many cases, but that they might not be able to keep their health care? There's just all questions about, well, actually, it's a line that goes back to consultants and maybe people in Massachusetts. Why wasn't he told about some of these problems so that they could lay the groundwork for them?
Look, I think that we have to put this in perspective to start. The vast majority of Americans are unaffected by this law starting January 1. We're talking about the roughly 6% of Americans who get insurance on the individual market are affected. For about half of them, they will have their policies change, but substantively they can buy a similar product on the new exchange. There are going to be 2 to 3 million Americans who will have to buy up. That's true. But many of those people have really terrible insurance, Robin. They don't really have insurance.
No question. But the question is, why didn't the Obama administration and backers of this law say that ahead of time? Why didn't they prepare people for this experience?
Well, let's be clear. The backers of this law said one motivation for the law was that there are many people who don't have real insurance in America. We've got to get them real insurance. That was very clear from the start. Now, it is true President Obama probably wasn't sufficiently precise in saying you won't have to give up your insurance if you like it, because there are people who are going to have to give up their insurance, but many of them are really buying products that aren't insurance in a substantive sense.
Back to the comparisons, what went wrong? What's the difference when it comes to IT on the between the federal and the Massachusetts level? You know, here there was one contractor hired. The big criticism in Washington is that there were so many contractors and not one overseeing it. And also here, the way it was set up, as in Kentucky, where the state exchange is also very successful, people could shop around before they had to enroll and give personal information and get deeper into the technical issues. What happened that information wasn't passed on to the federal government? Because that's a huge difference.
Look, you know, Robin, I'm not an IT expert, and I get asked a lot, you know, could the government have done this better? And, you know, basically, that's kind of like my trying to criticize John Farrell for his lineup construction.
John Farrell, of course, the manager of the Red Sox.
Exactly, the manager of the Red Sox. And I may disagree with how he sets up his lineup, but at the end of the day, he knows more about it than I do. Same thing here. I mean, I wish the IT stuff went smoothly. I honestly don't know what went wrong, but I know there are a lot of talented, dedicated people that are trying to make it right, and I have faith they're going to get there.
Do you think they should change the website so that people can shop before they have to enroll?
I think they should. Here's the tricky thing, Robin, which is to shop effectively, you need to know your net price, net of the new tax credits that are available to people to buy insurance. So in some sense, how can you shop effectively? This is like my discussion with my daughter over clothes, which is that's fine if you want to see what you like, but you have to compare the prices as well. Well, you can't really compare the prices unless we know what tax credit you're eligible for. Well, we can't know what tax credit you're eligible for until we get your information. So it is a bit of a catch-22 situation.
That's MIT economics professor and advisor to both Republican Governor Mitt Romney and Democratic President Barack Obama on healthcare reform, John Gruber. John, thanks so much.
You bet. See you, Robin.